You're listening to SBS News.
It's an idyllic farmyard scene on a beautiful sunny day in the Netherlands. Swallows are dipping in and out of a dairy farm barn. Red and white cows chew contentedly in green fields. Gert-Jan Klosterboer is the farmer here.
At the moment we have 160 cows. I'm the third generation on this farm.
This proud farming nation is under intense pressure.
This area needs to have a plan to reduce nitrogen. We don't know what our future will be and what we have to do to stay farmers for the future.
The agriculture industry has been told it must make radical changes to cut harmful emissions, and some farmers fear their livelihoods will be obliterated. Dutch government proposals for tackling nitrogen emissions indicate a radical cut in livestock. They estimate 11,200 farms will have to close, and another 17,600 farmers will have to significantly reduce their livestock. Other proposals include a reduction in intensive farming and the conversion to sustainable green farms. Angry farmers have been setting fire to hay bales, dumping manure on highways, forming blockades at supermarket distribution centres with agricultural machinery, and staging demonstrations on politicians' doorsteps. Prime Minister Mark Rutte describes the actions as willfully endangering others, damaging the infrastructure and threatening people who help with the clean-up. But Mr. Klosterboer says the government proposals are unrealistic and unfairly target their industry, although he admits the protests haven't gone down well.
No, this is not helpful, but I can understand them. In the soccer club you have executive box, normal stage, but also some hooligans. And they have all the same love for their own club. But they express it on their own ways, and that is also what the farmers in Holland will do.
The farmer citizen movement, known as the BBB, is surging in the polls. Party leader Caroline van der Plas is concerned about the increasingly toxic nature of the debate.
Every day I think, what the F is happening here? What they're doing, they're crying out to the government, please help us. You can see that the Dutch people are getting more and more angry. We want the whole nitrogen policy and plans that are on the table right now. We want to put a hold on that and try to look for other solutions. Be careful what you wish for, because when the farmers are gone, they are not going to come back. If we depend on imports, you see it with gas from Russia, then we have a big problem.
She says that small groups of frustrated farmers are being radicalized on social media and in chat rooms manipulated by far-right politicians who see the potential to jump on the tractor protest to plough their own agendas. Natasha Ullemans, the head of food and agriculture at the Netherlands branch of the Worldwide Fund for Nature, believes that farmers have the potential to be part of the solution. But she says for years the government has failed to act on scientific data, meaning drastic measures are now needed to tackle the issue. She adds that the farming industry's focus on increasing livestock productivity has had a detrimental effect on the ecosystem.
There's no scientific doubt that agriculture in the Netherlands is the largest emitter of nitrogen in the form of ammonia. The reason why the pressure is so high at the moment is that the Netherlands has a housing shortage. No economic development in the Netherlands is possible unless nitrogen is being reduced.
The Dutch government has put the equivalent of $35 billion Australian dollars on the table to help fund the transition, but most farmers say it won't be enough. That story by the BBC's Anna Holligan. For SBS News, I'm Alan Lee.